Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Chav Ches, and we are 8 lines from the top of daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, Amale Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak L'Rav. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasunu Matzor Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus Refua Shalema for Rivka Bas Rachel. So at the end of yesterday's daf, before the raid, we began a new sugya. A sugya that has Shas ramifications. It's the sugya that discusses a father's nemanus as it relates to the designation of his child. Rabbi Yehuda said that a father is believed to say, B'ni ze b'char, that this one of my sons is a b'char. It was mavur in the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush was that even where the chazaka and the coil and the assumption seems to be that it's really another one of this man's sons that is his bechar, afilu hachi, the father has an amanus to say, no, my bechar is not the child that you thought is the bechar, but rather, b'ni zeh, this son of mine is really the bechar. The Gemara said that Rabbi Yehuda learns this halacha from a pasuk. When the Torah talks about the halacha that a bechor gets pishnayim, so the pasuk says ki es habechor ben asnua yakir. This is talking to the father. Lo seis loy pishnayim, as if to say the father should recognize his bechor and he should give him pishnayim. The Gemara felt, Rabbi Yehuda felt, that the word yakir is extra. It's coming to teach me a halacha, and that is yakirenu lacher, that the father actually has a nemanus to tell other people that you should know, this is my son that's the bechar, and as a result, he's the one that should get a double portion, he's the one that should get pishnayim. Now, just to meditate for a second on Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush, ordinarily, whenever it comes to Hilchis Nemanos, specifically when it comes to a Davar Sheba Mamon, so the rule is that Al Pi Shnayim Edim Yakum Davar, you always need two Edim in order to establish realities when it comes to monetary related issues. Rabbi Yehuda's saying a chiddush that a father, even though he's not two Edim, even though he's an Egeya B'davar, he's the father, afilu hachi, he's believed to say B'ni zeh b'char, despite the fact that it is going to have monetary implications, specifically, if this is the b'char, he's the one that's going to be entitled to the pishnai. Rabbi Yehuda continued, and Rabbi Yehuda said that kishem shenemon adam loimra b'ni zeh b'char, just like a father has an emanus to say that this one of my sons is the b'char, kach nemon adam loimra, so too a father is believed to say that this one of my sons is a ben gerusha, and this one of my sons is a ben chalutza, meaning assuming the father was a kayin, so the assumption is, obviously his children are also going to be kayanim. If your father's a kayin, you're a kayin. That's a fact. But just because your father's a kayin doesn't mean that you're a kayin kosher. And a father has an emanus to say that this son is a chalal, and that son is a chalal. And it too is learned out from the word yakir, yakirenu lacher. Meaning the Torah revealed to us in the parasha of Nachlois, in the parasha of a bechor that's noitel pishnayim, ki es habechor ben asnua yakir, that a father has an emanus to designate his son, and tame lechachem v'yech gamoid, we can now cut and paste and apply this principle to other areas of halacha. A father's belief to say this one of my sons is a bechar, a father's also belief to say that this one of my sons is a ben gerusha, this one of my sons is a ben chalutza. What about mamzer? Is a father belief to say that my son is a mamzer? So this is raid that Be'ezus Hashem we are going to talk about in tomorrow's daf. But for now, this is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim Mochaylik. The Chachamim said, Einoy Neman, that a father is not believed to say, B'ni zeh b'char, a father is not believed, ostensibly, to say that this one of my sons is a ben gerusha, and this one of my sons is a ben chalutz. Now, Rabbi Yehuda learned his halacha from an extra word in the Torah, yakir. He darshan yakir, yakirenu lacher. If the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, obviously they use the word yakir to teach me something else. And the question where we're up to now in the Cheshbon Hasugya is, what do the Chachamim do with the word yakir? If they disagree with Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush that he learned from the word yakir, so now the word yakir is extra, and it's ala Chachamim Lahavi Raya, what exactly is it we're going to do with the word Yaker? Who's the one that asked this question? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Nu, as mibagegin Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. In the morning, certainly, the opening line of the daf, we know it's going to be a good day. But regardless, as the Gemara Amalei, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak to Rav, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak told Rav, Bishlam, the Rabbi Yehuda, Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu dechsev Yakir. I understand why the Torah used the word Yakir to teach me this halacha, that a father's believed, even keneged a koil, even keneged a chazaka, to say, B'nizah b'char el, Rabbanu Yakir l'amalei. But according to the Rabbanu, what do you do with the word Yakir? So the Gemara says, B'tzarech hekeira, the Rabbanu used the word Yakir for the same thing that Rabbi Yehuda uses the word Yakir. However, whereas Rabbi Yehuda took it to an extreme and he said that the fathers believed even keneged a koil, even keneged a chazaka, the Rabbanon say that keneged a koil and keneged a chazaka you're not believed. Aber b'tzarech hakeira, if no one knows who the Bechar is, man just moved to town and he has sons and we don't know who the Bechar is, there is going to be believed. But the Gemara says, L'mai hilchasa. So the Torah wrote the word Yakir to tell me that if you have a family, no one knows who the Bechar is, the father's belief to say B'nizah B'char, I need a pasuk for that? For what? Le'ezah nafkimina. Le'mez falei pishnayim, probably what the pasuk's talking about. To say that he can give him pishnayim, l'chura lo yehei ela acher. Let this son really not be the Bechar. Let him be a fremda. Ilu boy le'mez falei b'matanim ila yavle. If a man wants to give somebody a gift, that's not his son, that correlates to Pishnayim of what his sons will get in the event he dies and they end up yarshining him. Could he do that? Of course he could do that. If that's the case, Freik the Gemara, why would the Torah have to be mechadish and the monus of Yakir, that a father's believed to say B'nizah B'char, he can get Pishnayim L'churi, even without this Nemonis Mechudeshes of Yakir, the father should be able to do it. And the reason is, because if he wanted to give it to him B'matana, he'd be able to. So if he wanted to give it to him B'matana, he could have. He should now be believed to say that he's my B'char and give it to him not B'matana. Let's just explain the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question is that I understand if you tell me that a father's belief to say B'nizah B'char, there's a little bit of a chiddush here. Even Shaloi Keneged Koil, even Shaloi Keneged Chazaka, there's a little bit of a chiddush. Who said the father has an emanus? Specifically, since we're dealing with Dinei Mominus, and ordinarily you need to aid him when it comes to Dinei Mominus. Stating that, the Gemara is saying, in Svara, without a pasuk, I should know the father has that emanus. And the reason is because if the father didn't have that emanus, but he wanted to go and give his child that he's claiming now is the Bechar of Pishnayim, could he have done it? Yeah. Being that he could have done it on an emanus, if he wants to do it now via the Yerusha vehicle claiming that he's the Bechar, he should be able to do it too. Now, what is this signo known as? Says the Rashbam, it's known as a migu. Migu is one of the principles that underpins Noshem Nezikin, meaning the father, the Gemara is arguing, has a migu. Being that if he wanted to give this child a matana, that's the equivalent to a pishnayim, he could have. Therefore, he should be believed now to say that he is the Bechar. He has such an emanus. Migu, he could have given him the matana. So why do I need Yakir, a pasuk, to tell me that he has an emanus? L'chura, the emanus of migu should be enough for us to know what the Torah is trying to teach us with the extra word Yakir. So the Gemara answers this question, and the Gemara says, no, it's not muchach. Lo tzricha ben achasim shenoflo lo liyachir mikan. You want to know where it's negeya, that the Torah had to tell me Yakir, as opposed to simply having the father believe based on amigo. What would be if the father said B'nizah B'char, and he said it on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan? And then, a month later, he got nechasim. If the whole nemanus that the father has is based on the migu that he could have given to him, the matana, that would only apply to nechasim that he had, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Rosh Chodesh, that money that he had at the time that he said, B'nizah B'char. Migu, he could have given that money, B'matana. So now he's believed to say, B'nizah B'char. Now, however, but money that he didn't have at that time, being that he could not have given him b'matana, so therefore the migo wouldn't work for that. Kamash Malan, an amanus of Yakir, he's believed to say that he's the Bechar. Oh, he's believed to say he's the Bechar, so now he's going to get pishnayim, loishna from money that the father has at the time that he's 70 is a Bechar, and loishna from money that he's first going to get in the future. But the Gemara says, according to Rameh that holds Adam Makna Davash Loi Bala Oilam, that means a person has the ability to be makna something to somebody else, even if he doesn't have it. That means somebody could, on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, give someone a matana, even if the matana that he's given is something that he doesn't physically have in his rishos. That's Rav Meir's shita of Adam Makna Davar Shaloi Bala Oilam. So if that's the case, then the migu would work even for nechasim that he doesn't have at that time. So Hajra Kushi Loduchte. So the question is, what do you need Yakir for? So the Gemara says, Benechasim Shenaflu Loi Shehu Goyses. It would be negeya nechasim that the father got when he's a geuses. Now, when a person is a geuses, from a halachic standpoint, his status is a little bit tricky. We, Be'ezus Hashem, have a raid bite on the topic of a geuses. We spoke about this in Masechtas Nazir, in the Aholus Sugyas. So we went into this inyan a little bit. But Rashbam gives us like a kitzah shulchan aruch of a geuses. And really two halachas that we have to know. One halach is that a geuses is a chai. A geuses is treated like a live person. Could a kohen touch a geuses? So that's some of the raid we spoke about. But a geuses is for sure a chai. Meaning, if someone's a geuses and he makes money, he made that money so that when he dies, he'd be manchel that money. We see that person as being a chai. At the same time, a geuses, because he's sort of at a commission, he can't transact. Rashbam says he can't talk. A geuses typically doesn't have the ability to be makna and kaina. Maybe his das is not 100%. And as a result, he's not someone that has the ability to make kinyanim. So the Gemara says like this. You want to know where, even according to Rav Meir, it would chapsach and afkemino, that is an amanus of yakir, as opposed to simply leveraging a well-known principle of migu. What would be if a father said, b'ni zeh b'char? We don't have any information about this. Oh, for sure he'd be believed based on the migu. This father now got nechasim when he was a geuses. The nechasim that he got when he was a geuses, when he dies, will now go over to the Yarshim. So if we assume that this child is the Bechar, he's going to get pishnayim of the nechasim that the father got when he was a geuses. Beseder. But from the standpoint of Adam Makna Dava Shloi Bala Oilam, even according to Rav Meir, the father never had the ability to be Makna those nechasim. Meaning a person could be Makna Dava Shloi Bala Oilam, something he doesn't have, make the maisa kinya right now. But if he's going to take down that nechasim when he's a geuses, then he would not be able to be makna now. And the reason is because just like a person can't be makna when he is a geuses, you can't be makna in Rameh's world now for when he's going to be a geuses. So we're with chapen afkemina yakir is for nechasim that the father doesn't have right now. Nechasim that he's going to get later, but not just at a future date, when he's a geuses. Other makna dava shloi b'loilam doesn't help you for that. As a result, there's no migu, he could have been makna dava shloi b'loilam, even according to Rav Meir. And for that, you need Yakir to teach me the nemanos. But the bottom line is, what emerges from this Gemara is that even the chachamim that are chaylik with Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold einoy netman, that a father is not believed to say b'ni zeh b'char. It's only true when you're going keneged a koil. It's only true when you're going keneged a chazaka. However, b'tzarech hekeira, if we don't know who the b'char is, then for sure the father is going to be believed. So Sai Rabbi Yehuda and Sai the Chachamim both hold there's something called b'ni zeh b'char. There is a mitzius of an amonis that a father has to say that this one of my children is the Bechar. What then is the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Is that true even keneged a koil and keneged a chazaka? Or is it only true but tzarech hekeira, when you're not going keneged a koil, you're not going keneged a chazaka? Sai Rabbi Yehuda and Sai the Chachamim both learn their respective din from the same word. It's from the word yaker, which teaches me an emonis mechudeshes. So in the world of mechudesh dig an emonis, right, you have hoidos padin kemei eidim dami, is that an emonis? Oh, that's the k'sa islam adalad dalad. Shavya nafshi chat Ticha de Yisura. Is that a Nemanus? That's also the Ksois. Lama Dalad Dalad. You have this Biti Nosati Le'ish Hazeh. Right, there's different dinim in the Torah where you find these Chikava type in Nemanus. Yakir is very high on that list of such chikav and avonasin. And Sai Rabbi Yehuda and Sai the Chachamim hold of this chiddush of Yakir. The machloikis is whether it works keneged kol keneged chazaka or it doesn't work keneged kol keneged chazaka. The Gemara's kashan, this last shakl of atari that we learned, was that if it only works shalei keneged chazaka, what do you need an avonas for? Why don't you have a migu? And that the Gemara worked through. It's totally other matter davar shalei b'loilam. It's totally in that lachik status of a goyses, but super duper high level. That is the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Zok the Gemara brisa. If we had a chazaka about a certain one of somebody's sons that he was the bechar, meaning yes, the neighbors, yes, the chevron shul, who's his bechar, they would tell you it's plain. And then one day the father walks in and he says, no, it's one of my other sons. He's really the bechar. He's believed. The brisa continues and says, let's say you had one of the sons of this person that everybody was under the assumption is not the bechar. And then the father comes in one day and he says, you should know this child that you all think is not my Bechar, he really is my Bechar. Einoy Neman, he's not going to be believed. Now, we went through this price a little bit fast. If you hear it on 2x speed, it's very fast. But if you go through this brisa a little bit more carefully, the brisa is blatantly contradicting itself, literally one line to the next. Right? What's the ratio of the brisa? Hayu muchzakim by shehu bechar va'amar aviv al achar shehu bechar neman. Hayu muchzakim by she'ena bechar va'amar aviv bechar hu einoy neman. The ratio and the sefer are two halves of the same pie, right? Two sides of the same coin, and they contradict each other. In the Reisha, it sounds like the father has an amanus to go keneged the chazaka to tell us who's really the Bechar. And then from the Sefer, it sounds like he's not believed. Says the Gemara, how do you give zechenetza with such a braisa? Very simple. Benichusa, Reisha, Rabbi Yehuda, v'sefer Rabbanan. You have to say, enochinami, this is an interesting braisa. The Reisha of this braisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the Sefer of this braisa is going according to the Rabbanan. By the way, we saw at the end of yesterday's daf that Shmuel was Mesafkele, Iker Rabbi Yehuda, Iker Rabbanan. Right, he wasn't sure. The Bnei Akkad Agma, they sent Shmuel this Shaila. And he wrote back, the two potential Bechayra should be Kaisvan Arshah Zalazah, and like this, they'll be able to collect. And the Gemara said, Maman of Shach, do you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Do you hold like the Chachamim, Paskin like the Chachamim? And the Gemara said, Mesafkele. This Brisa gives a little bit of an inkling to maybe why Shmuel would have been Mesafkele. I mean, you have one Braisa with the Reish is Rabbi Yehuda, the Seif is the Rabbanon. It's certainly a little bit confusing. Regardless, Amar Rabbi Yechina, not confusing, just from a halachic perspective. You have one Braisa that Toich Kedei Dibur seems to contradict itself. On that note, so Rabbi Yechina said, Amar Benihu, what would be if somebody says regarding a member of his family that this boy, he's my son, the Chaz of Amar, and then afterwards he says, Avdihu, I lied. He's not really my son, he's my Eved. So in a world of slaves, where the slave was mamish part and parcel of the mishpacha, this nachalta moysam levnechem achareichem, so sometimes it could be a little bit unclear. Is this the son, or is this the Eved? So says Rabbi Yochanan, if somebody said Benihu, first he said, this is my son, and then afterwards he said, Avdihu, he's my Eved, Enoi Neman, he's not going to be believed. The Rashbam adds one line, we're not going to go into this, but he says, Bein b'toich k'dei dibur, bein la'achazman. It doesn't matter if this chazara was toich k'dei dibur, which, you know, usually is a zman chazara, or if it happened la'achazman, regardless, he's not going to be believed. If, however, Rabbi Yochanan says he did it in the reverse, first he said, Avdihu, this is my Eved, v'chaz of Amar, and then he said, it's really my son, Neman, then he is going to be believed. So, Benihu, v'chaz of Amar, Avdihu, Einoi Neman, Avdihu, v'chaz of Amar, Benihu, Neman. What's the difference? So, Rabbi Yochanan explained, the reason when he says Avdi, and then he says Benihu, he's believed, the Meshamesh le ka'avdi ka'amar. We assume that really he's his son. Meaning, he said afterwards, Bini, we trust him, he's Bini. So why do you call your son your Eved? What he meant to say was that he's Meshamish me like an Eved. Right? So a son has to be Meshamish his father. An Eved has to be Meshamish his other. How's a son Meshamish his father? So that's the Gemara in Masechtas Kedushin. What's covered? What's Moira? Machiloi, Mashkeyu, right? He's supposed to give him things. On some level, he's serving him. An Eved, that's already a whole different Indian, right? But Rabbi Yochanan says that when this person said Avdi and then said Bini, we assume that, of course, he meant Bini all along. Why then did did he refer to him as Avdi? Because he was trying to say that my son doesn't only make me a coffee. My son doesn't only stand up when I walk into the room. He's mishamish mi ke'eved. That's what he meant. Now, says the Rashbam, why don't you say it in the reverse too? When the person said, benihu v'chazavama avdihu, maybe really he's his eved. And the reason he said bini is because this eved is chaviv to him like a son. So the Rashbam says no such thing. A person would never refer to Avdi as Bini. But to refer to Bini as Avdi, that's something that maybe a person would do. And as a result, Bini hu v'chazar v'amar Avdi hu einoy neman, Avdi hu v'chazar v'amar Bini hu neman. Now just to bring out one point a little bit clear. A father, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, is not believed to change the status of his child. Meaning if you say your son is this, you're not believed now to say your son is that. That is something you have no nemanus for. So you can't really vakel, bni, avdi, avdi, bni. That's something that's not okay. The reason avdi, v'chazav ama bni, is neman, because we assume that he's not really being chayzer. That when he said avdi, he didn't mean avdi. He meant that he's mishamashli ka'avda. But the minute we suspect that maybe you're being chayzer, at that point, that's not something you're going to be allowed to do. Says the Gemara, v'chilufei abeis ha-meches. It should just be known, said Rabbi Yochanan, that what everything I just told you now actually works in the reverse when it comes to filling out a tax return and when it comes to the beis ha-meches. So the metzias that we have to know before we learn this next Gemara is that people used to be taxed for all their avodim. So there was a certain tax you had to pay for every eved that you had. It's for that reason, a person would have a financial interest in saying that his eved is really his son, right? For your son, you get a write-off. For your eved, you're actually going to pay taxes. It said Rabbi Yochanan, because of that one mitzvah, this halacha that I just told you plays it out. Self add in the reverse, if the context in which you said Avdi Bni was Beis HaMeches, how so? If a person was by the Beis HaMeches, Va'omar Bniyu, and he said, with regards to a member of his family, oh, this is my son, V'chazvam Avdiyu, and then when he walked out, he says, no, you should know he's really my Yev, and Neman, he's believed. You said Benihu. Yeah, everyone understands. You said Benihu because you didn't want to say Abdihu. You didn't want to have to pay taxes. Nothing's changed in many, many, many millennia. Amar Abdihu. What would be, however, if the person said Abdihu because of Amar Benihu? And then afterwards he would say that he's really Benihu. And then he's not going to be believed because there, to the contrary, the umdina of Beis HaMeches is actually working against you. By the Beis HaMeches, you said Avdi. Why? Because you're looking to pay additional taxes. That is already not very mistaber, and as a result, you're being chayzer. Oh, you're being chayzer? You have no nemanus to be chayzer. And the Gemara's kasha is going to be on the reisha of Rabbi Yochanan, not the Beis HaMeches case, your classic case. Again, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? If he said first Avdi, then Bini, he's Neman because we don't take it as a chazara. What we assume is that he meant to say Meshamesh Li Kiavda. So the Gemara asks a kasha from a Mefurish, a Braisa that seems to contradict what Rabbi Yochanan said. Let's say there was a man who had someone in his family, and this person was being mishamishim like a son. Uvava Amar, and he went, the father did, and he said, Benihu, he's my son, and it certainly looked like he was his son. V'chazav Amar Avdihu, and then afterwards he said, Avdihu, einoy neman, he's not going to be believed. So far, so good, right? Amar Benihu, v'chamar v'az. That was the first thing Rabbi Yochanan said. This is the problem. Let's say he was Meshamashim Ke'evet. And he said he's my Evet. And then he said Benihu. Also, it's Mamish Keneged Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that if he said Avdi, he is Neman, the Meshamash Ke'evet. And by the way, in the Beraisa, you see even more than Rabbi Yochanan said. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Because maybe when he said Avdi, it's Meshamash Leika Avda. Now, do you know for a fact that he's Meshamash Leika Avda? I don't know. In the price, it's Mefurish. So, are you believe? That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Or are you not believe? That's what the price says. Omer Rab Nachman by Yitzchak, some Sveitin Mo. Hasam the Korele Avda Meitzar Meya. It's talking about, in that case where he's not believed, is where he didn't just say he's my Eved, but he referred to him as Avdi. Meitzer Meya. He's the slave. Meitzer is a grenitz. Meya is 100. So what does that even mean? My Meitzer Meya. So the Gemara says that what it means is Meitzer av the kuf zuzi, the value. The Rashban says Meitzer means the value, the shavius of this Eved is 100 zuzim. So if a man would say he's my Eved, could be really he's a son. So why do you refer to him as his Eved? It's like a Lashon Chiba almost. He's Mishamishle Ka'avda. That gives a little bit of a different perspective when a Kaddish Baruch Hu refers to us as Avodayhem, right? Bismancha Noyagim Minig Bonim. They're called Bonim. If you're not Noyag Minig Bonim, you're called Avodim. But you see that Avodim in this Gemara could also be a Lashon Chiba. It's the Mishamish Leika Avda. So you want to call him an Eved, that's one thing. But to refer to him as the Meitzer Avda Kuf Zuzi, he's an Eved that's worth 100 Zuz, when you're getting already so nuanced in the title, you're starting to use slang that was used to describe different Avodim. That's not something you would do for your son. And if that's the case, when you said Avdi, you meant Avdi. And if you meant Avdi and you want to be Chayzer now, you wouldn't be able to be Chayzer. So we're going to go weiter now. But just one principle that you see in this Gemara, that Be'ezus Hashem, we're Bali Chayv, we have to get back to this. And that is, you see from here that when a father says that my B'nizeh, Avdizeh, it's an emunus. And because it's an emunus, not so posh for you to go ahead and be chayzer. And really, it's in line with the first part of the daf. The machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, Yakir, there's a real emunus going on here. A father has an emunus to tell us about his son. The Torah gave him this emunus. Sometimes there's a migu. We saw that in the beginning of the daf. But a father has an emunus. And emunus works with a Shulchan Aruch and emunus. And one of the dinim is that if you said, this is my son, you're believed. It's part and parcel of the din yakir. And if you're believed, you're not now believed to go ahead and be chayzer. And even Toichidei Dibur, it sounds like from the Rashbam, this is not something you would have an emunus to be able to do regardless. The Gemara from here until the end of our daf and really into tomorrow's daf is going to digress. The signon of the digression is, quote, Shalach le Rab Abba the Rav Yosef Bar Chama. So Rab Abba sent Rav Yosef Bar Chama is the tzad hashava between all the digressions. So Rab Abba sent a lot of halachas to Rav Yosef Bar Chama. The Gemara now is going to bring all these halachas. It's going to be many. The halachas span a whole bunch of different halachas. There's a little shas katan going on now. Not hard, but shas katan going on in the balance of the daf. One of these halachas is negei the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in terms of yakir, which is how the second part of the daf and the first part of the daf are going to loop together. So the Gemara does it sometimes. We have this massive digression because of one prat that's nischadish in this digression. So we're going to get to the part that's relevant to our sugya when we turn the page onto Daf Kuf Chaf Ches Amud Beis. For now, it's the first part of it, the ikar part of it, which is a whole bunch of different halachas that Rab Abba sent Rab Yosef Bar Chama that have nothing to do with the sugya that we're learning. It says the Gemara, Shalach Le Rab Abba to Rab Yosef Bar Chama. If somebody goes over to his friend and he says, Avdi Ganafta, you stole my Eved. I don't know what you're talking about. I never stole your Eved. So he told him, well, Mati Vayatzlecha. If you didn't steal my Eved, then can you explain to me, please, why is my Eved in your Rishos? And he told him back, Atamachartali. What do you mean? You sold it to me. Atanasatali b'matana. You gave it to me b'matana. So this has real Cheska Sabatim vibes, right? But we're not talking about Karka. We're talking about an Eved. The person continued, and he said, you know what? This is the Nitfa talking, the person that has the Eved in his Rishos. He says, if you want, he shall swear the tile, and then you can take it. Meaning, if you swear that I stole it from you, that it's really yours, you can take it. You could be a Nishba Vanoit. The Nishba. And then the person said, no worries. And without batting an eyelash, he went and he swore. So the halach is in a yochalach savoy. This Nitfa can't be chayzer. Meaning, he can't say, Meshatani Bach. You think I really meant that if you swear, you can go ahead and take it? Absolutely not. This is not something that you're allowed to do. This was the Shalach Le Rab Abba, the Rab Yosef Bar Chama. He sent in the following halachas. Let's just unpack this for 1 second. If somebody goes over to somebody and he tells him, this thing that's in your Rishus right now is mine, and you stole it from me. And he says, I don't know what you're talking about. Now, I acknowledge it was once yours. He could or can't acknowledge it. I acknowledge it was once yours. But at the same time, atamachartali, atanasatali, b'matono. So what's the halacha? Who's believed? If you just stop right there, who's believed? Of course, the nitfa is believed. Zeklal gadol b'din, hamoitzi mechaveri yalav haray. So at first glance, the nitfa doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to tell him he's shavah v'toil. He's doing that out of the goodness of his heart, right? That's not something he has to do. Now, it's Not so pashut in this case. Why isn't it not so pashut in this case? Because we're dealing with an eved. An eved has a life of its own. An eved gets around. An eved is like goydrois that we know is ein lahem chazaka. In fact, Rashbam asks it as a kasha. Frek the Rashbam, from the Gemara, it sounds like the Nitva really was able to hold on to this eved if he wanted to. He was very kind and he said, Ritzoincha hishava v'toyim. The question is, could he be chayzer, could he not be chayzer? But as if to say, who is considered the rightful owner of this eved? The muchzik. Why is the muchzik the rightful owner? What happened to HaGoydra? Say them chazaka. And the Rashbam says three truths we'll mention too. One teretz that the Rashbam says is, maybe we're talking about a little baby. A little baby, a katan, a mutl barisa, so the baby can't get around. That baby is not treated like goydras. Alternatively, it could be it was already in the muchzik's rishus for 3 years. And even though HaGoydra say them chazaka, a becheskes gimel shonim, that's a sugin cheskes abatim. Question is, why? But Cheskes Gimel Shonim, you do have. Regardless, it's Mavur in the Gemara that even though this is a Goydris type of case, but still, who would be considered the rightful owner? The rightful owner would have been the Mochzik, stating that he went out of the goodness of his heart. He did not have to do this. He was feeling very altruistic. And he said, here's the deal. If you want to swear, I'll take your word for it. Go ahead and swear. And then he had Charato. So the Chiddush that Rav Abba sent Rav Yosef Bar Chama was, Eina Yochel Achzaboy, he does not have the ability to be Chayzer. Meaning, you could have thought he could be chayzer based on a taina of meshat anibach. There's no such halacha that if I'm a muchzik and you want to take from me, you could swear now and take from me. So I basically offered you something I didn't have to offer you. Why would anyone in their right mind do it? I'm not 100% sure. But being that there's a suffix, why anyone in their right mind would have done it, you have a right to assume that he didn't really do it. He said it. Meshat anibach, right? There's a principle in halacha called meshat anibach, and maybe this is a good example of that. Kamash malon, no, we don't say meshat anibach in the yachalach. But the Gemara says that even though to us this sounds like a chiddush, of a my kamash malon, it's actually pashtonino. It's a mishnah. This is a mishnah. Masech the Sanhedrin, dachov dalad amid aleph. We're going to be learning this mishnah together in the not too distant future. What would be if there were two people in a din Torah, and one of the people said that I'm going to trust my father to be one of the dayanim. So a father is a kariv, and as a result, it's possible edus. He's also possible the dayanus. But what if one of the chevres said, "Neman olay apa," or "Neman olay ovicha"? I'm going to trust your father, or "Neman olay shloisha roi bakir." You could take three farmers, bring them in, and let them be the bezdin. So this is a dini mamonis b'shloisha. But ordinarily, you need people that are holding a little bit. But let's say he said, "Neman olay shloisha roi bakir," and the father or the shloisha roi bakir came. They paskin, and this person didn't like the outcome. Rameir says if he wants to be chayzer afterwards, he can be chayzer. He said, Neman olay abba, neman olay avicha, neman olay shayzer yabaka. Yeah, that's true. But if you want to back out, you could back out. The chachamim say, you can't be chayzer. So the Gemara's taina, Rab Abba's halacha seems like the chachamim's halacha. And if that's the case, my kamash malon, you're basically passing in the halacha of the chachamim, which we would assume anyways is true. Why? Because first of all, we very often don't paskin like Rameir, Ayin Erevin Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and Erevin Menvav Amud Beis. So we usually don't paskin Rameir. That's number one. And number two, this is a Yachid V'Rabim. And Yachid V'Rabim, the Chachamim against Rameir, for sure you would think that the Halacha is like the Chachamim. The Gemara says, no, Hakamashman, there was a Chiddush the Rababa was saying, and that is, the Be'etin Lacha Machloikis V'Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim. There would have been Makim to say, long Rashbam here, that the only time that this halacha is true is in the event that the one that made this claim of neman olay abba, neman olay avicha, neman olay shloisha roi baka was the toiveya. If the toiveya goes over to the nitva and he tells him, listen, I'm going to trust people that shouldn't be trusted to oversee this din Torah, and then he wants to be chayzer, maybe then the chachamim say eino yachal achzar. But if the nitva is the one that said it, then maybe it's different. Then maybe you could be chayzer. What's the difference? So the difference is as follows. The chazoka, the cheskes mamon, the muchzik supports the nitva. When the toiveya tells the nitva, I'll trust the shloisha roi bakar, and if they say you can keep the money, you can keep the money. In a yachal achzer, maybe, because the muchzik, the cheskes mamon, is actually supporting where the money is right now. So to stay status quo, maybe that you will do. But if the nitva is the one that tells the tevei, I'll let you take the money from me if the shloisha roi bakar say this, I would have thought that being that this mechudish tegen amonis is going to be moitzi mamon, and zek klal gadol b'din amoytzi mechaberi all of a rai, it's very hard to be moytzi mamon. So maybe there yachal achzavai. That was Rab Abba's chiddush. So Rab Abba's chiddush was that that this halacha is true even be'etin l'cha. And that is the case of Rabbi Abba. What was the case of Rabbi Abba? One person is muchzik on the eved, and he tells the other guy that, I'm letting you know that if you swear you can take it, I can't be chayzer. Even though you're being mighty mammon al yedei this far. So number one, the halacha is like the chachamim, halacha k'divrei chachamim, right? Seems like that was part of Rabbi Abba's chiddush, right? The Gemara's kasha was Maika Mashmal on Tonino, the chachamim. The Gemara, when it says "Hakam Mashmon the Be'etin L'Chamachloikis V'Alachas K'Divrei Chachamim," sounds like it's being chayzer on that a little bit. No, there is some value in telling me that the halacha is like the chachamim, but really the punchline is that the chachamim said their halacha even be'etin l'cha. So from the Mishnah Sanhedrin, you wouldn't know be'etin l'cha. You could have thought that it's only if the Teveya says it, Lav Dafkif the Nitva says it. Rabbi Abba's case is clearly talking about even where it's the Nitva. One other prat that's worth mentioning that the Rashbam speaks out in his Arichos here, and that is the case was Avdi Gonafta, which threw us for a little bit of a loop, because the Rashbam is Grace Akasha. What happened to Agoidu saying Lehem Chazaka? Really, this case has nothing to do with Avdi. If it wasn't Avdi, you'd have the same halacha. Right? It doesn't have to be Avdi. One person's a muchzik. Okay, we did everything to neutralize the Avdus of this Eved because of the Kasha of Agoidu saying Lehem Chazaka. We turned it into a little baby. Right? So why do we need the case to be talking about an Eved? Rashbam says we don't, but there is a Chiddush. And the Chiddush is, Ein Nishbam Alo Avadim, right? That's always the rule. And being that Ein Nishbam Alo Avadim, so you could have thought that over here where the person says, Tul V'Nishba, for sure it's not going to work, because it's so ridiculous what he said. Number one, I'm the Muchzik, you have no right to take it from me, just go home. Until you have a Raya. Number two, we're dealing with an Eved. Ein Nishba Malo Avadim. Afilu Hachi, once he says, Tul V'Nishba, Ein Yachalach Sabai, he does not have the ability to be Chayzer. Either way, this concludes the first of Rabbi Abba's halachas. Halacha number two. Sholach Le Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. Rabbi Abba sent Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. Halacha Goyvim in Avadim. The halacha is if you could Goyvim from Avadim. Rabbi Nachman Amma in Goyvim. Rabbi Nachman said you can't be Goyvim from Avadim. So this is another halacha related to Avadim. What's this halacha? So we're talking about where a man died. He left over Chayvis. He also left over an Eved. So the halacha is that the nechasim of a man that dies, meaning the nichsei yesoyimim, are meshubit to pay up the obligations and the chayvis of the father to the extent that they're nechasim meshubat. So if somebody borrowed money from somebody and then he dies, could the malva now collect from the Yorshim of the Loiva? It depends. Nechasim Meshubadim, Karka, yeah? Metaltalin, nah. The question is, what about Avadim? That's what Rav Abba sent Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Halacha Goyvim in Avadim. You could be Goyver from Avadim. Rav Nachman Amma in Goyver. Rav Nachman said you can't be Goyver from Avadim. Now, why would the Halacha be that you could be Goyver from Avadim? Avadim are not Karka. Pashin, Avadim anakarka, but they're hookish lekarkois. I mean that they're hookish lekarkois. So here, yeah, what does Rav Nachman hold? Rav Nachman holds in Goyvin. What happened to the fact that Avadim are hookish lekarkois? So the Rashbam sends us to a sugya mesechtes bavakama, daf yud aleph, that we learned together not terribly long ago. And there's really a whole sugya in bavakama that discusses, are Avadim treated like karka, they're not treated like karka, and it's mavur in all the rishonim there in that sugya, that even though throughout Shas we know that an Eved is always iskish lekarka, stating that that's only true with regards to dine d'iraisa, but as it relates to dine d'rabbana, not. Now, this halacha that the malva can collect from the karka and not from the metaltlin, that's not a din that's mefurish in the Torah. As a result, that's not something that we consider a din Torah. Now, could be it's a din d'iraisa, but it's not a misvara. It's not something that's mefurish in the Torah. I mean that it's not mefurish in the Torah. Rav Nachman holds that regarding this, you don't say Eved is iskish lakarka, and that's why Rav Abba says halacha goyvim in avadim, of Rav Nachman says en goyvim. One other interesting thing, and that is the Rashbam says that all the sholachle Rav Abba, the Rav Yosef Bar Chama, we paskin like, with the exception of this one. Here we paskin like Rav Nachman, that en goyvim. The more mechudish to get out, that even though an Eved is always iskish lekarka, and based on that, if the malva could be goyva from the karka, you would think he could be goyva from the Eved as well. But no, the halacha is in goyva. Next, halacha number three, shalach le'rib abba le'rib yisbar chomo, halacha shlishi b'sheni kasha. The halacha is that a shlishi could be made regarding a sheni. So the context of this halacha is hilchas edus, specifically the halacha that a kariv is possible to be made for another kariv. So we know that there's a psul kurva when it comes to edus. And Rav Abba was sending a halacha to Rabbi Yosef bar Chama, what's the definition of a kariv in Hilchos Eidos? Meaning, if you're somebody's third cousin twice removed, are you considered a kariv or are you not considered a kariv? That's what's going on over here. So Rav Abba sends to Rabbi Yosef bar Chama, here's the halacha. A shlishi can be made on a sheni. So what's a shlishi? What's a sheni? Right, you know, shlishi b'tumma, sheni l'tumma, right? What's a shlishi and a sheni here? So you have to start fenumfang, right? What's a rishon? So the Rashbam says two brothers are considered rishons. The reason they're considered rishons, right, they're the same generation. So if you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, they would be considered a rishon. Reuven and Shimon's sons are shenis. They're first cousins. They're viewed as a sheni l'sheni. Their sons are already considered shlishi. So if you have a shlishi b'sheni, so if you want it to be Reuven and Shimon, who had sons, so it would be Reuven's grandson is going to be made on Shimon's son, right? So Reuven's grandson is the shlishi, Shimon's son is the sheni, even though they're cousins, right? They go to each other's simchas, but at the same time, there's no psul kurva. Shlishi b'sheni kasha. Rava Amar, Rava said, af b'rishon. A shlishi could be made even in a rishon. Reuven's grandson could be made even for his great uncle, the Eltafet to Shimon. Even that's going to be okay. Marbar of Ashi, says the Gemara, Akshar ba'aba da'aba. Marbar of Ashi heard what Rava said, and that is a shlishi could be made on a rishon. So you know what he said? Oh, shlishi could be made on a rishon? Amazing. That means a grandson could be made on his grandfather. He said Reuven's grandson could be made on Reuven. So shlishi b'rishon. Oh, he said a shlishi b'rishon is good. So that's going to be okay. Oh, but that's hilchas like Marbar Avashi. But there's no question that the halach is not like Marbar Avashi. So Marbar Avashi said such a chiddush. He said if a shlishi could be made on a rishon, that even that's going to be okay. But no, we don't paskin that way. Why not? Marbar Avashi seemed to think we do. So why not? Now, if you ask me, I would say, what do you mean? He's his grandson, right? I don't hear it so much. But the Gemara is saying, no, if a shlishi b'rishon is kosher, that's what Rava said, then I think this should be okay. So it's machlokes, the Rashbam and Tosfos. The Rashbam says, quote, v'les hilchos k'amar b'Rav Ashi, d'bnei banim, u'bnei b'nei banim, that sounds like a keeper, ad elef doyrois, lo yo'idu la'avoyseyem, d'ben yerech avivu. So you heard of u'be yerech imoy? This is Ben Yerech Aviv. And being that Ben is Yerech Aviv, so it's for that reason, it doesn't matter how many doyrus it is. A Ben Ach, a Ben Ach, a Ben. Right? Ad Elef Doyrus. Wow. Ad Elef Doyrus. A Ben Ach, a Ben is considered Yerech Aviv, and therefore it's not going to be okay. Tosfos brings from the Ri, the Ein Nira L'Ri, even the Spalik Dara Kolkach. Nah, it can't be. Elef Doyrus? No way. So how many Doyrus according to the Ri? The Ri doesn't explain. But it's Machoikis, Tosfos and the Rashbam. According to the Rashbam, a Ben Ach, a Ben Ach, a Ben is always considered Ben Yerech Avivu. As opposed to the Ri, it's way too many Doyrus. So what's the cutoff? So that already, we have to be mine. Zok Tegmar Vayte, Sholach Le, Reb Abel, Reb Yisabar Chama, the fourth Halach, Oye, Edeh, Lebe, Edus Karka, actually in Estama, there was somebody that knew Edus about his friend's karka. So it seems like there was some sort of dispute with regards to two neighbors. One neighbor says, this is my piece of property. He said, no, this is my piece of property. And there's a Yid who had information about this piece of property. A b'lo yaleinu, this Yid became a saginar. He's a suma. He can't see now. The question is, could he walk into Bezdin now and be made or not? So Rav Abba sent Rav Yosef bar Chama that if you had a guy that was Yedei, like the Edus Karka, actually Nistama before he became a Suma, then Nistama, now he's a Suma, apostle, he can't walk into Bezdin and he can't be made. And the reason, as we'll see in a minute, he can't be made is because what's he going to say? He's going to tell Bezdin that I know this is, he can't see. So if he can't see, he can't make his presentation. And if he can't make his presentation, he's not able to say Edus. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said kosher. No, he could say Edus. And the reason is, Efshe the Mechavim Mitzrana, maybe he has Simonim. Meaning, Lav Dafka, he has to make a presentation. No one says that he has to go with Bezdin to the field and say, oh, this is where it starts, this is where it ends. No. That's not necessarily what he has to do. He can give certain simonim, right? Simonim of Elo Metzias fame and of Isha Rabba fame, right? You give simonim. And a simon has value, and you don't have to be able to see, to have in your zikarin a simon, and to be able to give it over. He can talk, he just can't see. And as a result, says Shmuel, kosher, he would be able to say this. Avol glimaloi. But said Shmuel, I agree to what Reb Abba said as it relates to a glima, as it relates to a rekel, right? Because a glima doesn't have simonim. Now you say a glima doesn't have simonim. Yeah, because all glimas, I guess, were sort of the same. And as a result, there's no simonim. Rav Sheshes and Rav Sheshes said, so by the way, this is another Gemara. Rav Sheshes, who was a Saginar, is discussing a halacha of a Saginar throughout Shas. So Rav Sheshes said, I feel a glima. No, this is true even for a glima, because after the mechavim, midas arka, midas rachboy. Now you can say, maybe this glima was tailor-made, and you could say, I know the dimensions of exactly what this person's fit was, and even there, there's a simon. Avol naschaloi, but if it's a nasko, naska de Rav Abba fame, right, if it's like a piece of silver of gold, that already, Rav Papa said, no, I feel a nasko, after the mechavim, midas mishkaloi snuff. Maybe he knows the mishkal, he knows the weight. But the bottom line is that there's this idea that if somebody was a person that was able to see, and he knew an edus based on ri'iyah, and now all of a sudden he's a saginar. It's not so poshut for him to be able to walk into bezin. Now it sounds like maybe yeah, maybe not. And what is it really going to depend on? What it's going to depend on is could you give simonim, or is it more of a presentation, or in the words of the Rishayna, do you know this based on a tfiyas ayin, or are there hard simonim that you're able to present? If it's based on a tfiyas ayin, how are you going to give over your tfiyas ayin now that you're a saginar? If it's based on simonim, yeah. And it seems like everybody agreed with that. For sure, Shmuel, Rav Sheshes, and Rav Papa agreed with that. What's the machlokes over here? Are there simonim when it comes to a field? Are there simonim when it comes to a glima? Are there simonim when it comes to a naska? But this seems to be the rule of thumb, that a suma could be made to the extent it's for something that he knew, fire that he was a suma, if right now he can give over simonim, if, however, it's going to work, his edus is based on a tfiyas ayin, then it's not going to be okay. So the Gemara says, "Meisave, I'll ask you a kasha from a brayso. Oh, you're daily edus actually nasa chasanoi. Somebody knew edus about somebody else, and this is before he became that someone else's edim. The nasa chasanoi. Then he married his daughter. He became his edim. Now he's pasul edus, right? Pikeach the nescharish. Or somebody knew edus when he was a pikeach, and now he became a cheresh. Pseach the nestama. Or somebody knew edus about somebody before he was a suma, and then he became a suma." Shafu even a shtater, or somebody was a shafu, he had a clear mind, then he became a shaita, puzzle. All these people can't say edus. So even though they knew of edus at a time when they were kashal edus, but now that you became a kariv, you became a cheresh, you became a suma, you became a shaita, you're going to be puzzle edus. Actually, nasa chasanoi, the nasa chasanoi, umesa bita, it's already a whole story. What happens if somebody knew edus about somebody else before he was the person's edim? Then he became his edim, and now he's not his edim anymore because the daughter died. Or pikeach, he knew edus when he was a pikeach, then his cheresh, then he became a cheresh, the chosav in his pakach, and then he became good again. Or the person was able to see, then he lost his vision, and then he was able to see again. Or this person was not a shaita, became a shaita, now he's not a shaita again. All these people, kosher, would be able to say edus. Meaning, because they knew the edus when they were kosher edus, and now they're kosher edus again. The fact that there was this little in-between tkufa, that's neither here nor there. Says the Gemara, Zeha Klal. This is the rule. Kol she'tchilosoi oy soifoi bepasos pasol. If the tchilo or the soif is bepasos, it's around. So if you saw it when you were pasol, or now you want to be made when you're pasol, that's not okay. Or betchilosoi v'soifoi bekashrus kosher. But if you were kosher in the beginning, a kosher in the end, but in between you were pasol, then it's given up. Says the Gemara, tiufta de kulo tiuf. This is a tiufta on everybody. Who's everybody says the Rashbam, Shmuel, Rav Sheshes, and Rav Papa. They're all upgefrekt from this braisa. Now, at first glance, without going right in the Rashbam, where's the tiufta? What do you say? All Shmuel, Rav Sheshes, and Rav Papa said was that sometimes it's possible for Saginar to say Eidos. How so? If they have Simonim. Maybe the braisa is talking about where they don't have Simonim, right? Mechetesi. The Braisa is saying that a Suma can't say Eidos. Yeah, maybe he can't say Eidos in a situation where there's no way for him to say the Eidos. But who said this is a Tufta? So the Rashbam says that the Gemara's Kasha is based on the Zeha Klal. Because really, the Zeha Klal wasn't teaching us anything. If you go through the Braisa without the Zeha Klal, you would know the Zeha Klal. This is an easy Zeha Klal. And every Zeha Klal is coming to be mechadish something. Is v'lomoli le mehader ule misni b'zeha klal. Must be it's coming to teach me that when we say that the Summa, let's talk about the Summa's Pasaleidus, it means even if he can demonstrate Simonim, and if that's the case, Tiyufta de Kulu Tiyufta. Next halacha of Rab Abba, and this is the one that we need. Shalach, Rab Abba, the Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Oymer Al Tinoik, Bein Habonim, Neman. If somebody says regarding one of his children, Neman. Now, what did he say? That's a mystery right now. Ha'omer al tinoik bein habonim neman. Rabbi Yochanan amar, einoy neman. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, my kama, what does this all mean? Amar Abaya hachi kama. This is what Rab Abba meant to say. Ha'omer al tinoik bein habonim yirish kol nichse neman. If somebody has a bunch of sons, and he says regarding one of his sons, one of his children, a teenager, I want this one to yarshen all my nechasim, he's going to be believed. Like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, who we've seen a little bit, we're going to see a lot more in the coming dafin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika says that if somebody singles out one of his children, as long as he's a royal yarsha, and he says, I want him to get the whole Yerusha, he's going to be believed. Rabbi Yochanan said, Einoy Neman. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Rabbanan. So Rab Abba said, Ha'omer al tinoik bein habonim neman, Rabbi Yochanan einoy neman, that Rabbi Yochanan and the Tanakh, and the Chachamim, I guess, they argued Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika's halacha. The first statement is Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. That's what neman means. He's believed to give him the Gan Yerusha. Rabbi Yochanan says, einoy neman. This is the way Abaya teached him. Maskevla Rava. So Rava said, hey neman ve'einoy neman, yirish v'lo yirish mibayle. The way you're explaining Rabbi was if doing a monos. Not a question of you believed. We believe everything you're saying. No one thinks you're a liar. You just don't have the authority to do what it is you want to do. You want to give him this and give him that. You can't do that. The word neman is the wrong word. Elo amar Rava, and here's the punchline. Hachi kamar. This is what it means. Oymer al tinek bein habonim b'chayru neman kirab Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan amar einoy neman kirabonon. What? Rab Abba meant to say was that if somebody says al tinek bein habonim b'chayru, he's going to be neman. What do you mean he's going to be Neman? Even Kineged the Koyt, even Kineged the Chazaka, like who? Like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Einoy Neman, he is not going to be believed. Who is he going like? Kirabanon, because he held like the Rabbanon, that even though there is a Yakir, but that's Betzarech Hekeir, but to go Kineged a Koyl, and to go Kineged a Chazaka, that is something already that you would not be able to do, and we are going to stop here. So just to end, with one ha'ara. It's related to the sugis that we're learning right now. It's a davar nifla. It's somewhat meforsen, but it's kedai, I think, to go through this together. And that is, we're learning the parsha of Yerushas Bechar. Parsha of Yerushas Bechar. The idea that a Bechar gets Pishnayim and all the details that are associated with that is mentioned in the beginning of Parshas Kisese. So really, the Ikka Parsha of Nachlois is in Parshas Pinchas, and then again in Parshas Maase. But there's a few psukim tucked away in Parshas Kisese, which teaches us one of the most important halachas in Hilchas Nachlois, and that is that the Bechor gets Pishnayim. But when the Torah tells us that the Bechor gets Pishnayim, the Torah tells us a little bit of a story. Pasuk says, Kisiyenu l'ishtei noshim. If a person is going to be married to two wives, Ha'achas ahufa, v'ha'achas nua. One of these two wives is an ahufa, and the other one is a snua. Meaning, he loves one of them, and he hates the other. V'yodu lo'ivonim, ha'ahufa v'asnua. And then, these two wives both gave birth to sons, saida ahufa and saida snua, v'hoya habena b'char l'snia. And the snua gave birth to her son, before the ahufa gave birth to her son, meaning this man had two wives, an ahuva and a snua. They both had sons. The snua, however, gave birth to a son before the ahuva gave birth to a son. Says the pasuk v'hoya b'yom hanchila yas banav esasha yeloi. When it's going to come time for this man to now write his will, and he's going to bequeath his nechasim over to his children, lo yuchal levaker es beno ahuva al pnei ben asnua b'char. It is forbidden for him. There's a loisa say in the Torah. He's not allowed to say, you know something, I like one of my wives better than I like the other one of my wives. I like the ahuva more than I like the snua. Obviously, by definition, one is the ahuva and the one is the snua. So I want the eldest son of the ahuva to be the bechor. He should get this extra portion of Nachla that's about to be mentioned by the Torah. I don't want the snua to get it. Says the Torah, you're not allowed to do that. Lo yuchal levaker es beno ahuva al pnei ben asnua bechor. Why? Ki es habechor ben asnua yakir, that's the magic word, lo seis loy pishnayim, he gets the pishnayim bechol ashe yimotzei loy, probably roy, ki hu reishas oynoi loy mishpat habechor. Because at the end of the day, he is the bechor, right? He is the bechor. The Ben Hasnua. And if that's the case, Lo Mishpat HaBechayra, and if you want to go ahead and you want to start to mission the Yotzeris, Lo Yuchalavakir as Ben Ahuva al Pnei Ben Hasnua B'chayra. So the parasha here of this few psukim in Parashas Kiseite is coming to tell us, number one, the din of Yerushas HaBechar. What's the din of Yerushas HaBechar? Yakir, Pishnayim, Bechal Asher Yimotzei Loi, right? So you have the Ikar HaLocha of the Pishnayim of the Bechar. Additionally, the Torah says, Aloy Saseh, of Lo Yuchal Levaker, you can't go ahead and decide that I want this child to be the Bechar as opposed to that child. No, whoever is the Bechar, that person has to be the Bechar. And the context in which the Torah tells us this story is, Kisiyen El Ishtei Noshim HaAchas Ahuva VaAchas Snua. In the Sefer Kol Aliyah, which is a likut of different Divrei Torah from the Vilna Gaon, it's brought down that the Vilna Gaon asked four kashas on this parsha in the Torah. Four kashas on the Psukei HaTorah. The first kasha that the Vilna Gaon asked was that if you read the Psukim, so it's clear what's going on. What's going on is a man has two wives, Ha'achas Ahuva V'achasnu, they each gave birth to sons, and the Snua gave birth to her son before the Ahuva gave birth to her son. As a result, the Ben Hasnua is really the Bechar. He's not happy about this, because the father want to give the Pishnayim to that son. He wants it to give to the Ben Ahuva. Says the Torah, Lo Yuchal Levaker, es Ben Ahuva, al Pnei Ben Hasnua HaBechar. So the Vilna Gaon asked, now why is it when the Torah introduces the story, it says, Kisiyen elishtei noshem ha'achas ahuva v'achasnua, v'yodu loivonim ha'ahuva v'asnua. V'yodu loivonim ahuva v'asnua sounds a little bit like the ahuva gave birth to a child before the snua did. Which is not true. That's not the Maisa. The Maisa is that the Snua gave birth before the Ahuva. That's why he wants to be Mevaker, and that's why the Torah says, La Yuchal Mevaker. Of a freak to Goyin, a diktuk, what's V'yodu loibonim ahuva v'asnua. It seems to be out of order. It should have said first a snua and then ahuva. This is a real Vilna Gaon kasha. The second kasha that the Vilna Gaon asked was that what would be the havamina that a person could go ahead and he can decide and alter which one of his sons should be the Bechar. If the Ben Asnu is the Bechar, the Ben Asnu is the Bechar. Says the Torah, Lo yuchal levaker es beno ahuva al pnei ben asnua ha-bechar. What's the havamina you'd be able to do that? Another kasha the Gaon asked was, who's this snua? It says in the Torah, Loi sisna esachicha bilvavecha. Atu bereshia askinan. What, you hate this woman? You're not allowed to hate her. Now you'll ask me, Yaakov and Leah. It's a good kasha. The Rishayim talk about it. But the bottom line is that who's this snua over here that the Torah is just varfing this word snua as if it's some biligazach? What happened to Loi sisna esachicha bilvavecha? Additionally, the Gaon said that after the Torah mentions Lo yuchal levaker es beno ahuva al pnei ben asnua yaker, the Torah gives a reason. What do you need a time of the Kra? I mean, first of all, it's obvious that that's the reason. And besides, the Torah doesn't go to any lengths usually to tell me the time of the Kra. So why here did the Torah feel that it had to tell me the time of the Kra? So again, the Gaon has four kashas. The first kasha is that from the narrative, from the story, it's obvious that the Ben Asnua is the older, yet the Pasuk says, V'yaldu loivanim, Ha'ahuva v'asnua. The second kasha the Gaon said was, why did the Torah have to tell me Lo yuchal levaker es beno ahuva? It's so pashut that you can't do that. Whoever's the Bechar is the Bechar. You can't change the Metzias. Number three, the Gaon said, who is this snua? Lo sisna esachicha v'vavecha. And number four, why did the Torah give me a time of the Kra? Ki hu reishas oynei loy mishpat ha'bechayr. And befrat, the time of the Kra would seem to be very obvious. So the Gaon said a davar nifla. The Gaon said that I'm going to tell you what's going on in this pasuk. This pasuk is actually not talking about a man that was married to two wives at the same time. It's talking about a man that had two wives, but not at the same time. This man got married. He had a wife, and then he was a matzah ba'ervas davar. And because he was a matzah ba'ervas davar, he went and he gave this wife a get. And that was something that he actually was obligated to do. Afterwards, he went and he got remarried. Very shortly afterwards, he got remarried. And when he got married, he had a child from his second wife. But after he had a child from his second wife, he then had a child from his first wife. It turned out that when he had given a get to his first wife, she was already pregnant. And he ended up with a child from the two wives. The wife that he's married to right now, that's the Ahuva. The wife that he gave a get to, the wife that he was Matzah Be'erva's Dover, the wife that he had an obligation to give a get to, she's called the Snua. And she's called the Snua not because he hates her, because he doesn't like the way she cooks. She's called the Snua because he was obligated to give her a get, and it's for that reason she's referred to as a Snua. And what happened now is he had a child from the Ahuva and from the Snua. The Ahuva gave birth to a child first. Now you're going to tell me, how's it possible? That's very simple. The Ahuva gave birth to a Zipala, and the Snua gave birth to a full-term pregnancy. The older of the two children is the Ben Ahuva. Stating that, which one of these two children was conceived first? Which one of these two children is Reishis Oinoi of the father? It's really the Ben Hasnua. Says the Goyen, the Pasuk is being meramis to us an unbelievable chiddush. And that is, that if a father has two sons, one of the sons was conceived first, and the other one of the sons was born first. You want to know which one of the two sons is the Bechar? It's the Reishis Oinoi. It's the one that was conceived first. It's not the one that was born first. That's the one that's going to be the Bechar. And that's what's going on in this Pasuk. It says first the Ahuva, and then it says the Snua. You know why it says first the Ahuva, then the Snua? Because the Ahuva gave birth to the child before the Snua gave birth to the child. Says the Torah, you want to know who the Bechar is? It's not the Ben Ahuva. It's actually the Ben Hasnia. What do you mean? It's to really be the Ben Ahuva. Because the Ben Ahuva is the child that was born first. The Torah is saying a chiddush, a massive chiddush. Not only is the Ben Hasnua the Bechar, but the Torah says, again, why would you think that you could be Mevaker? Because at the end of the day, the Ben Ahuva was born first. And if the Ben Ahuva was born first, then you would think the Ben Ahuva could be the Bechar. And you want to know what the reason for this is? There's a time of the Kra, a very important time of the Kra, because really it's counterintuitive. Because he's the Reishis Oinoi, the Ben Asnu is the Reishis Oinoi, and if that's the case, loy mishpata b'chayra. In other words, if a man had two wives, and this, by the way, could happen, as Manasseh, has nothing to do with having two wives at the same time. This has nothing to do with Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershom. He was married, and he divorced his wife, and then he got married again. And then it turned out both of his wives had a child. The child was born from the second wife before the child was born from the first wife. Which one of these children is going to be the Bechar? Now, just to be clear, as it relates to Bechar Le'aim, right? As it relates to Bechar Le'aim, the Pet Rechem, they're both Bechars, maybe. He's the Bechar to his mother, and he's the Bechar to his mother. But in Nachlis, we don't look at the Bechar Le'aim, we look at the Bechar La'av. So the question is, who is the Bechar of the father? You can make the argument that it's the child that was born first. That's a very easy argument. But you could also make the argument that it's the child that was born second. Why? Because that's the child that was conceived of first. That's the child that had the Yetzira first. That's the Reishis Oinoi. The Parsha of Nachlis was telling us, Beremiza said the Vilna Goyen, that ki hu Reishis Oinoi, what we care about is Reishis Oinoi, and being that the first child, what the Torah refers to as the Ben Asnua, is the Reishis Oinoi, it's for that reason, loy mishpata b'chayra, that child is going to get the b'chayra. So this is an unbelievable chiddush. You think, for sure, that the child that was born first, that child, is going to be the b'char. But the Vilna Gaon said that, no, that's not the way it is. If it's a shayla of who is conceived first versus who was born first, the halacha is, it goes b'sa Reishis Oinoi, and that answers some of the pshat tava questions that are going on over here in this parasha. So the Kol Aliyo, the Masader of this Torah of the Vilna Gaon, when he wrote this shtickle, on the bottom he has a long Haggah. And in his long Haggah, he said that with this Vart from the Gaon, I think you could answer a Kushya Atzuma. And it really is a Kushya Atzuma. The Gemara Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, has a Havamina, that it could be the only time there's a mitzvah of Yibum is if the Miyabim is the Bechor. So if the Miyabim is the Bechor, then you have a mitzvah of Yibam. But if the Miyabim is not the Bechor, there's no mitzvah of Yibam. What would be even the Havamina to have such a Havamina? It's because in the Parsha of Yibam it says, Bahaya HaBechor HaShetele. The Torah uses that word Bechor. So it's in the context of darshaning those Pesukiyat Torah that the Gemara entertains a possibility that the whole mitzvah of Yibam is only true if the Miyabim is a Bechor. But if the Miyabim, not the one that died, the Miyabim is not the Bechor, then it couldn't be you, then it could be you wouldn't have a mitzvah Yibam. So the Masada of the Kol Elio said, if that's the case, I have a tremendous kasha. The Gemara says in Masada of Yibam is Daf Kofei, that it says in the parasha of Yibam, the word Ish, and from the word Ish, we're Mema'et Prat L'Katan, that a Katan is excluded from Yibam. Yibam, Chalitza, Dvar Matikim, Groisa Sugis. But the bottom line is that we have a pasuk in the Torah that's Mema'et Katan from the parasha of Yibam. Freaked the Mechsader of the Kol Elio. He says, I don't understand. If there's an extra word in the Torah to tell me that a Katan cannot be Miyabim, how is it possible that the Gemara has a Tzad that the Miyabim should have to be a Bechor? If the Miyabim could be a Katan, technically, the Haraya, the Torah, had to write a word Ish to be Memayit the Katan, then by definition, you know, checkmate, he can't be the Bechor. How do you know that he doesn't have to be the Bechor? Because if he's a Katan, and he's the oldest of the brothers, then by definition, that would mean that the brother that died was also a katan. And if the brother that died was a katan, that means he couldn't get married, because a katan has no kedushin midairaisa. And if the katan has no kedushin midairaisa, then the whole yibam is dead on arrival. Pardon the pun. It has no havana. There's no way to make this work. So he said, I never understood. The Gemara in Yuvamas Chavtalon and Aleph had a havana, meaning that maybe yibam is only true by a bechor. How does that stim with Yuvamas Kofei? Where the Gemara has an extra word to tell me that a katan can't be miyabim. To the extent that you're willing to entertain the possibility of a katan being miyabim, then by definition you know the katan, that the yavam doesn't have to be the bechor. Because if the yavam has to be the bechor, then he can't be the katan, because that would mean his younger brother is certainly a katan, right? If the older brother's a katan, the younger brother's a katan. That's easy math. And if that's the case, then how could the Gemara have a havamina that the yavam has to be a bechor? But said the Masad of the Kol Elio, like this guy, and I think I have a little bit of a mahalach. You know what the mahalach is? You had two brothers from two different wives, which is fine in the world of Yibam, because Reuben and Shimon are brothers in Yibam, but they're achim minoav. So they're achim minoav. They came from two different wives. They were very, very close in age. You know how close in age they were? The brother that died was born first. The brother that's alive was conceived first. The leida of the achames was first. But the yetzira of the Achachai was alive. The brother that died had his bar mitzvah, and right after his bar mitzvah, he went ahead, his gvar nachusin. Zeh cotton gadol year, happened really fast. He got married, this child. And after he got married, he died. And he left over a brother. He left over a brother that's younger than him, who was not bar mitzvah yet. But in the world of Nachlois, Vahoya Bechor HaShetelet, Er is the Bechor from the Tata. Based on this halacha, Ki Ureishas Oinoi, Loi Mishpat HaBechorah. And I would have thought that maybe you should go ahead and do Yibam. That's why I need a parish of Ish to tell me he's a katan. At the end, he's not bar mitzvah yet. And if he's a katan, it's not going to be a gay. And as a result, he's going to be on the outside looking in. So the Kol Elio, after he brings this guy, and he has a long guy gone, he says, with this guy, you can answer this kushya atzum. Mamish, Dvarim Niflam Adamites. I'll tell you a davar niflam. And that is, if you have the Chumash Agrah, so in the beginning of Parshas Ki Tzeitzeh, there's a tremendous arichos, if you could see it, page after page, and all the marmakimis that you have to know on this guy are right there. It's all there. You don't have to be a Sinai. You just have to have this sefer, and you have to have those four pages, and it's mamish all there. So he brings from one of the 19th century Gedolim who saw the Kol Elio, and he writes that he found in a sefer Yehege Chachma. So the author of this sefer Yehege Chachma was Rab Doiv Ber Steinheisen, and he was a Talmud Chaver of the great Goyen, the Dayan of Vilna, Rab Avram Avli Vasfeler. So Rab Avram Avli of Hamelech HaKodesh fame. But Rab Avram Avli Vasfeler, who was the famous Vilna Dayan, he was a Talmud Chaver of his. And in that sefer Yehege Chachma, he writes that he asked this kasha to Rabbi Avram Avli. He asked him this kasha. This goes to Kasha. Now, how could the Gemara Yavam Chavtal Ramav entertain a tzad that the Yavam has to be a Bechar? If there's a Gemara Kufhei that says Ishlamayit Katan, that means there's a possibility that the Yavam could be a Katan. If there's a possibility that the Yavam could be a Katan, so by definition, he can't be the Bechar, because if he's a katan, that means the younger brother's a katan, and a katan doesn't have any... By the way, could a katan have kedushins? Oh, we've spoken about this so many times. There's the Riba Barzilai, and there's different oifana maybe where a katan could have kedushin, in kana makam laharich. But the bottom line is this was his grace of kasha. The assumption, of course, is that there's no kedushay katan. If there's no kedushay katan, so how is it possible then... Etc. Et and he went to Rav Avram Avli. This Nidrab Doy Ber Steinheisim Sufsois of you Doy Voice Bekaver, and he told him exactly what the Baal Kol Eliyahu said. He said, "I think this is a raya to the guy." And he said, then he went to another one of his Rabbeim, Rab Aryaleib Katzen Ellenbeugen. He was the Av Bezin of Brisk, and he went to him and he asked him the same exact kasha. And he said, "Vishneim Nischavnu L'Davar Echad." He said, both of these Goyim on the spot, they said, "I hear, but there's no raya to the guy." This is the way, how are you going to give Zechan Eitzah? He said, I have a posh Eitzah. I'll tell you exactly what the Eitzah is. He said, the Eitzah is where there were two brothers, again, same father, two different mothers. They were born very close in time. One was born in the end of Adar Rishon, and the other one was born in the beginning of Adar Sheni. So just to put names to the faces, one was born on Chaf Tez Adar Rishon, and the other one was born on Rish Chodesh Adar Sheni. Which one of these two brothers is older? The one that was born Chavtes Adarishan. Who gets Pishnayan? Who's Kihu Reisha Soinu Loi Mishpat Abachayra? What do you mean? It's obvious. The Yetziru was first. The Leda was first. So of course he's going to be the older one. What happened was, the year that they became Bar Mitzvah, it was one Adar. It wasn't two Adars. So who became Bar Mitzvah first? It was the one that was born second. He became Bar Mitzvah first. He went ahead and he got married. And then he died, and it's not yet the end of Chodesh Adar. So now the Yavam, the one that's alive, this one brother now, he is still a Katan, but he's also the Bechar. This is where it's negated. I mean, Kasha was, how's it possible that you should be the Bechar and you should be a Katan? He said, the two Goyim, they told it to me, I'll regalach. I said, there's no right to the Goyim. The Hechatimtza would be if it was a... It was two other, and then it ended up being the same other. But the bottom line is, this is the chiddush of the Vilna Gaon. Another kasha that's talked about over here at Lent is, how does this thing with Rashi and Chumash? Rashi says in Parashas Toldos that even though we know Esav was born before Yaakov was born, but the Yetzira of Yaakov actually came before Esav, right? Rashi says that's why Yaakov came out second, because he was the Tipper Rishonah. It sounds like the Yetzira of Yaakov was first, but Afilu Hachi, who's the Bechar? Esav is the Bechar. Yaakov's buying the Bechayra, right? It sounds like the real Bechar is Esav. Bechayr, if his Yetzirah was first, like the Goyen, Yaakov should be the Bechar. Me'ikar Adin, Esav shouldn't be Bechar. That would be like a whole paradigm shift in terms of understanding the whole Mechiras HaBechayra and who really is the Bechar, who's not the Bechar. But it's just kedai to mention that in this whole Arichas over here in the Chumash Agra, there's one Tzad HaShava, and that is all the Poiskim were very matmiya on this Goyen. In the world of Halacha, it's considered a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush. Now is it considered a tremendous Chiddush? There were many Goyne Yoylam that said, I don't believe the Goyen ever said this. I'll read to you L'shoyne Azov of the Netziv. This is in Hemek Dover, right in the beginning of Parashas Ki Seitzne. He says, "Hey, Nishma b'shem Hagrozal, etc. V'loy Amin l'kol Hashmua b'shem Rabbeinu Agra v'sheker heidu b'shmoy zechreinu l'vracha." This is what they say. Another thing that's interesting is a lot of the Kadmoinim brought this var in the name Reb Chaim Volozhin. The Reb Shloima Kluger and his Chachma Shloima in an art, he brings Shamati v'shem Agoyin Reb Chaim Volozhin. Other Goyinim also brought this in the name of Reb Chaim Volozhin. So whether it was Reb Chaim Volozhin that said it or the Goyin that said it, it was this Shmua that seemed to have emerged from the Beis Medrash of the Goyin. It's an incredible Chiddush. It's an incredible Pshat in the Diktuke Ha. Psukim, it's an incredible pshat in the Dikduke HaPsukim with an incredible Chiddush Lalacha, which ties into beautiful raid, some Yevamis raid, no less, some Chumash raid in the beginning of Parashas Toldos, and apparently some debate whether or not this actually happened. Ad Kedei Kach, there was some Rav Shlomo Meshev in a tshuva writes, also very, very sharp. Again, all the Marma Koyim is out there, if you want to see it. There's a tremendous, tremendous Arichas on this. People trying to be Miyashiv, but Klichemda has Pulpulim in Parshas Toldos, and in Parshas Kiseitze, where he tries to be Miyashiv, this Chiddush is a famous Chiddush that comes up a lot in the world of Chumash Torah. It's very related to what we're talking about. By the way, one of the Marma Koyim that's discussed at length is yesterday's daf. That's why this was on the table. for some of yesterday's raid. Yesterday's daf, because yesterday's daf, we had the two ladies that were hiding. They were b'machva. And there was a Shiloh, which one of them gave birth first to determine which one of the children is going to be the Bechar. And it sounded like what mattered was who gave birth first. And we don't know. Ayin b'Rashbam. Because they're both in, who cares who gave birth first? It's not Tolly in the Leda. What this is Tolly in is in the Yetzirah. That's Kihureishas Oinoi. That's the only thing that should matter. So that sugi is a little bit mashma. Also not like the guy. Either way, Dvar Matikin, and we'll stop here.